We love hearing from you the most. So I want to start today with some comments that came into our Instagram and Facebook pages. One is from, Janet. Heard your advice for your daughters, and I would love to get a copy for my granddaughters. Will you post it? Janet, it will be on our website today. The 10 things that I wrote up for Taylor and Phoebe. I called it For My Girls. Just 10 little pieces of advice for life. You know, Phoebe just graduated high school. Taylor's going to graduate college next year. And it's just, it's very mommy, though. It's very girl advice. Honorable mention, please charge your phones.
Yeah.
I didn't throw that one in when we shared it.
Did you use the number four for My Girls? Like 10 for My Girls?
No, I don't know.
Jody's not a number person. Unless it has to do with a Prince song, then she won't use a number in place of a word, a letter,
or
whatever.
Thank you. Prince was one of the first people to do that. You guys know that? When I discovered him, I was looking at the album tracks going, Die For You.
I would die for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing compares to you.
I know. Right.
I'm going to start doing that.
Anyway, Janet, it will be posted online. Thank you for asking for it. Also, from our Facebook page in the comments, this is from Tammy. We had talked about Shark Week being hosted by Jason Momoa this year.
Yeah.
Giving me my first reason to ever watch Shark Week. Tammy says, my son has watched Shark Week since he was 5.
Hmm.
I worked overnights and he would crawl in bed with me and turn on Shark Week. He is now 15 and wanting to be a shark biologist.
Oh, cool.
Thank you. Super cool.
Hmm.
Also wanted to thank you for that, Tammy. Wanted to point you in the direction of our website, murphysamandjody.com, for Sam's Tater Tot Breakfast Casserole.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? Murphy has experienced it.
Oh, he has.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Now,
I've been trying to squeeze into the tux for the thing tonight, Jody's award. So I didn't let myself go crazy, which I could have had 3 or 4 slices of it. It was that good.
I know.
You did one slice?
Yeah, you'd left a little slice there. You took a picture of it to share with everybody, and you left that one on the stove, and you said, hey, you can have that. So I went for it.
I think you ate it in 2 bites. Anyway, it's a really good, easy, big breakfast thing.
The way it browns on the top makes it really good.
Yeah.
Pretty, pretty, pretty. Mm. Check it out, murphysamandjody.com.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 6:20, and next, Sam is the food dude.
Free food for graduates this week. I'll tell you where to get it.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Powered by KFC.
We have free donuts this week at Krispy Kreme if you're a graduate.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Little bit of disclaimer here. You have to wear something that shows that you are at the school and you are graduating. You know, doesn't necessarily have to be cap and gown, but, like seniors, a 23 t-shirt or, the tassel.
I still have my class ring.
Yeah, you're going to pass for a high school senior.
Actually, I still have my leather jacket, too.
Does it fit?
Kinda. Yeah.
Well, you could put the jacket on and go to Krispy Kreme and see if they fall for it.
Yeah.
You get a free dozen donuts.
A dozen?
On Wednesday. Only on Wednesday.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Whoa. I thought you meant like one donut.
No, you get a free dozen. And you don't have to buy anything. Just show up as a graduate.
All right.
Arby's introducing new chicken bacon ranch loaded fries.
Whew.
It kind of explains itself. Crinkle cut fries, chicken nuggets, bacon, warm cheddar sauce, and Parmesan peppercorn ranch
there's
sauce.
Chicken nuggets?
Well, chopped chicken nuggets.
Oh, okay.
Not whole chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't they do that with the roast beef? I mean, it might
They didn't
taste
ask
good.
Murphy.
I mean,
you could always go in and, hey, I'd like to sub the chicken out for roast beef.
French fries, roast beef, and horsey sauce. That sounds like a winner to
That's
me.
That's going
to
slow the drive-thru down to a crawl. Don't you dare let him do that.
If the drive-thru is slow, blame it on Murphy. McDonald's testing cold brew coffee in Southern California.
Yes.
Two different kinds, the cold brew, which is plain, or marble cold brew, which has a light cream and a creamy syrup.
That sounds delicious, and McDonald's has always had good coffee.
Yeah. Popeye's keeping the strawberry biscuit on the menu. Apparently, everybody loves it.
Okay.
Haven't tried it yet.
Me either.
Want to try it. And so I got a new Cheetos. Man, they are milking this Flamin' Hot stuff, huh? Flamin' Hot Smoky Ghost Pepper Puffs.
Okay, are ghost peppers, I'm not familiar, are they the hottest?
They're hot.
Hotter than?
Yeah, slow building heat.
Nice.
So. See, the physics of that one concerns me, because when you eat a cheese puff, you know what I'm saying, how it gets stuck in your teeth and they clump onto each other?
Yeah.
You can't get rid of the hot.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a gradual hot.
Yeah.
You're more upset 10 minutes later.
Right.
Especially if you put 10 in your mouth at once.
Don't do that.
And it starts burning your gums.
Yeah. We all know that you two can't handle hot anyway. So I'll have those.
Okay.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Jody's Hollywood Outsider,
powered by State Farm.
Apparently this news about Eddie Murphy coming back to the big screen in a family-friendly fun movie. It's true. He's in negotiations to play Inspector Clouseau in a new version of The Pink Panther.
Really?
Yes. This franchise started in the 60s with Peter Sellers, and then it was taken over by Roger Moore, Steve Martin. Okay, and so the producers for this one
are saying, Roger Moore? James Bond did it?
He was involved, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know.
Steve
Martin did it. Wow.
Okay, so the word is it would be like a combo live action. Eddie Murphy would be live action.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. And then it would be some CGI stuff, animated CGI stuff.
Okay.
Pink Panther. And one of the movie's producers is Julie Andrews.
Oh, that makes sense.
Whose husband's Blake. I didn't know this.
Yeah, her husband's Blake Edwards, who's responsible for the movies.
Co-wrote the original ones.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm down with Eddie Murphy, anything he wants to do on screen. I really want him to do stand-up again, though, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Right?
I just don't know about this with Eddie Murphy. I mean, he'll make everything funny, but...
You just don't like the Pink Panther series so much,
it
right?
It just doesn't seem to fit with him.
I know.
It's just like, go back and do another donkey or something like that, because that was fun.
All right, that's more like it. Shrek and donkey on another
one. I know we can't pigeonhole him, but...
Ain't no stopping us now.
I do love him as donkey. We love hearing from you. Jump in anytime and join the conversation. 877-310-4MSJ.
How are you, Jerry?
Fantastic. You guys are talking about graduation. I just wanted to point, first of all, I'm a director at a community college.
Yes.
And this is most of the students, most of the graduates, they're the first generation to graduate from college.
Oh,
so as far as
I love it.
Having rules of you can't be too loud, if we were gonna hold back diplomas because of that, we'd hold back 80% of them.
Oh, right.
These families are very, very loud, very emotional.
Yeah.
They cry when their kid walks across the stage. I mean, to them, this is it. This is, you know, this is as good as it gets for a lot of families.
That's right.
So it's very, very emotional. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the rules about no celebrating, but, you know, I don't make the rules. So.
Just follow them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I understand why they're there.
Right.
And, you know, but unfortunately, like I said, in our case, this is it, Joseph. There's so many families. It's so emotional for them that, you know, we're not going to hold back the diplomas because of it.
Sweet.
And by the way, we have about 1,000 graduates at a time. So, I mean, we move it right along.
So cool. Well, it's good to hear from you. I love it. Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out about the graduates.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
A really good point, Jerry. Thanks.
And, you know, it's not just, it is something to celebrate. I had that conversation with Phoebe, who graduated last night. I had that conversation with her the other day because she was kind of like, graduation. I'm like, Phoebe. It's a big deal. It is a big turning point in life. But also, this is what I had to explain to her. It's a hard won. That's a hard earned diploma. And honestly, the high school Phoebe went to, super, so much harder than my high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I couldn't have gotten through that high school.
It's a college prep school.
It is.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and it's a celebration of you getting through that. And I had, because I had a reminder too, in her freshman year, she struggled and, you know, having trouble. We moved her from a smaller school to a big public school.
And well, to me, the ceremony part is what it changes that perspective. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now that she's been through it,
mm-hmm. she's
and
like,
you realize,
okay,
this is the exhale time now. Wow. You know?
Yeah.
You can reflect.
And now what? Right.
Wait 3 months and find out.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, this is so cool. Engineers and scientists at UC San Diego have built the world's tallest full-scale earthquake simulator. Hmm. It's a 10-story building, the largest thing ever built on a shake table that mimics an earthquake to a T.
Wow.
And so far, it's been able to withstand the equivalent of a 7.7 earthquake.
Huh, I'd love to
and
see
so
that.
The engineers are doing that so that they can develop new construction techniques so that we can build better things for an earthquake zones.
Yep.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the CDC says this year could be the worst year ever for cruise ship outbreaks. You go on a cruise and you get sick. They've already counted 11 so far.
Mm.
And it's not even like Memorial Day weekend yet.
Are they naming the outbreaks? Like what diseases?
No, I don't have that. Yeah. I'm sure if you want to dig into the CDC website and have some fun today. But, I mean, last year, remember, there was one ship that 160 passengers were sick.
Yeah.
Like, don't leave your room, sort of, they were sick. And number three, Dinner and a Movie is coming back to TBS.
Oh, wow.
It's been 12 years. Warner Brothers Discovery says they're doing it again. They're going to have celebrities sitting down, like watching a movie with you and then cooking something, preparing something.
Yeah, they like cook that, during the commercial breaks.
That goes along with the theme of the movie.
Right.
Dinner and a Movie. Mm-hmm. It's coming back.
Three things to know today.
We went to visit my pawpaw the other day. Murphy came with me and wanted to tell you about it, Sam, because it's so sweet. Every time we visit him, there is something so incredibly sweet that he has to say.
Was he on the porch waiting for you?
No, he's in the house.
He's almost 94, so he's not going on the porch as much as he used to. Hmm.
He's not getting around as well as he used to, and they've upped the amount of care he's getting in his own home and all of that. But and it was sweet because he was sitting in his
recliner.
Thank you. Can't remember the name of that chair.
It's a big cushy chair that kind of lays back.
We don't have recliners in our house.
Me either.
Okay.
No. My parents used to.
Yeah.
In fact, my parents thought every single living room set had to have two recliners, but not that there's anything wrong with that.
Do you know that when we walked into your parents' house, most of the time they were both sitting side by side in their recliners?
Oh, I know. That was the cutest thing about
and
my
parents.
And it was
probably off limits for y'all to sit in the recliner, huh?
You felt wrong about it.
Yeah, right. I guess you did. Yeah,
like, I did.
Yeah, right.
Dane offered me his recliner once, and I was just like, I'm not worthy. Anyway, Pawpaw was in his recliner, and he had been there. He had spent the night in that recliner because they just decided not to move him to the bed. There's a hospital bed also in the that part of the house for him. But he had just been there all night, and it was the sweetest thing in the world. I was there. My mom was there, and Murphy was there. And at one point, Mom and I were off to the side talking, and I heard him say, Murphy, I want you to help me do something while you're here. You want to tell Sam?
Yeah.
It was so sweet.
I broke open his bag of chewing tobacco.
Oh, and you didn't?
No, I'm kidding. That's
right. Some smokes.
A little pinch between your cheek and gums.
He wants to keep strong, and he asked me if I would help him to stand up, grab his walker so he could pull himself up from his recliner. Hmm. Stand up for a few minutes, sit down, and then get back up and do it again. And that's exactly what he did.
And when he was standing there holding onto the walker, he was just walking in place, exercising.
Yeah.
It was so precious.
Wow.
Because he knows he needs to do that.
He's got his own physical therapy going on.
Well, and I felt for him, I think, at that moment, because he was talking about, being frustrated about not being able to get around. So at that moment, it was helpful for him to actually see, okay, I can still do this.
Yeah.
And he asked Murphy to help him do it because, he just doesn't want to ask his daughter and granddaughter to do it. Not that we wouldn't and couldn't, but it's just something about
I have been working out lately.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably noticed the guns.
You can see the guns from across the thing.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider at 7:20, and next, Sam has music news.
A little bit of a bummer for Miley Cyrus fans.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Progressive Insurance.
Some rather sad news if you're a Miley Cyrus fan and was hoping that you'd see her on tour coming up. I can buy
myself flowers. She has enough new music to do a new tour.
Well, she says she's not going to embark on another tour, at least right now in the next year or so. Okay. Even though Endless Summer Vacation just came out and Flowers is number one. Her explanation for this is last tour she did was 2014. She says you get out there and you sing for hundreds of thousands of people, and she doesn't feel a connection. She said it's something that she doesn't love because she feels alone up on stage.
Huh. Oh.
Which is odd because usually, it's you hear opposite from the artist that it's like, it's great to have 100,000 people.
You feed on them and they feed on you.
Yeah.
But everyone's different. So if she experiences it that way, it's the way she experiences
yeah,
it.
Yeah, 6 months, she might change her mind. Get on out there and take care of it. Got a couple of new documentaries to tell you about. The first one hit, by the way, today is Max Day.
Oh, yeah, HBO Max becomes Max.
Yes, lose the word HBO from your vocabulary.
I can't.
The Donna Summer documentary, Donna Summer, Love to Love You, is on Max.
My approach to singing, I approach it as an actress. I don't approach it as a singer. And it's really acting. I'm not trying to be me.
Yeah, you can see all, you know, from the hot disco years to what happens after the fact. And her daughter is one of the co-directors of the film, so that's kind of cool.
Well,
that's
wonderful. And we lost her too young, too.
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah. That one's already on Max. Coming to Hulu July 14th, Imagine Dragons. And it's called Imagine Dragons Live in Vegas because it goes all the way back to their beginnings at dive bars in Vegas.
Yeah.
And goes all the way through their performance last year at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas.
So nice. Like,
from all the way back then to all the way now, and it's all in Vegas.
That's cool.
July 14th on Hulu. Fun story the other day from Garth Brooks.
Yeah, we're two of a kind.
He was on Kelly Clarkson's show, and he told a story about the time he showered with Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Right.
They were at the Shea Stadium farewell concert, you know, when they were closing the stadium in 2008. He said he was late, so he ran into baseball showers, sudsing up, and he had soap in his eyes, and he hears somebody else talking in the showers. He gets the soap out, and he looks over, and Steven Tyler's showering too. I was like, whoa.
Awesome. Probably no big deal to Steven.
Great entertainment minds think alike.
And by the way, no comments from either of the guys on, you know.
Good. We don't need them.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
Have to tell you this story. So the documentary about Michael J. Fox, it's called Still, and he produced this, is already streaming on Apple Plus. Here's the write-up of it. A short kid from a Canadian army base becomes the international pop culture darling of the 80s, only to find the course of his life altered by a stunning diagnosis. The actor, who is an incurable optimist, is forced to confront an incurable disease.
Yeah.
That's the write-up. So Michael J. Fox is doing some media right now, and he stopped by the set of The View recently, and Whoopi Goldberg interviewed him about this documentary called Still, and just about his whole career. And her question was, did you ever turn down a role you regretted? And he answered, I turned down the opportunity to work with you on the movie Ghost.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Seems like whenever anything good in my life.
Oh, Patrick Swayze.
That wouldn't work.
Demi Moore.
Wait.
And Whoopi Goldberg. Michael J. Fox was not going to be the Patrick Swayze. He was going to be like that dude, the bad dude.
Oh.
And he turned it down and he regretted it. Who knew?
Hmm.
Isn't that incredible? A thought? That's one of his big regrets. It's called Still, a Michael J. Fox story, streaming on Apple Plus.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Why you should wash new clothes before you wear them. You should wash clothing before you wear it.
Although, sound like my mom.
Okay, well, it's just a fact.
Well, I know one reason you should. Are you talking about if you buy something new off the shelf?
Off the rack.
Rack,
you always say shelf, but rack.
Well, I mean, some things are on a shelf, some things are on a rack.
Okay, yeah. New at the store or new that got delivered to your door.
So, you know, but if you don't, sometimes the colors will bleed onto you and things like that. You know,
that's a good reason.
That's why my mom always said wash them for the first time, or they'll bleed onto something else.
You know? Oh, you're going to be blown away then, because the other reasons I've got have nothing to do with that. Although I did that once with, do you remember when I used to drive the 4Runner, Murphy, and I had these new awesome jeans, the dark?
Yes.
And I used to get in and out of the 4Runner, and then all of a sudden the seat was blue. It was so fun. Yeah, it was funny. And it was like, I couldn't figure it out until I washed the jeans and they bled.
Yep.
Ah.
Anyway, we've all done it, right, though? You buy something. Mm-hmm. I've done it with girlfriends. Like, oh, I'm wearing this tonight. I'm wearing this shirt out tonight. And we've done it. We've all done it. So professor of dermatology says, and it makes sense, there are some very good reasons that you should wash, even if you gentle cycle wash it and want to wear it that night or something, that you should. You're not going to like this, Murphy. There have been cases of lice transferring from other people trying it on in a store. Yeah. You buy it.
Huh, that isn't surprising.
You wear it out. You know, it takes that. There have been cases of that. Certain things like bacteria and fungus can be transferred from clothing. If you put it on, the longer you wear it, if somebody else had it, it's slim chance that will happen, but it's not impossible. It's not impossible. The other thing is that new clothing is coated in a cocktail of chemicals, and it can cause irritation for you. Like, and you know that if you have sensitive skin, like eczema and things like that, it can cause it. It has carcinogens in it before it's washed. That can get on your skin.
Yeah.
So just something to think about and know, because we all love something new.
Yeah.
And so, there's something to me about there's something new. I don't want to wash it yet because I want to preserve the life of it. You know, that's how I used to think about it before the jeans on the car seat situation happened.
See, imagine that. Now it was going into your legs at the same time, huh?
Yeah.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, testing facial recognition technology at airports right now. Not every kiosk, but it could be you. You walk up, you have to agree. You agree to let this happen.
Okay.
You give them your ID, and then they scan your face to make sure they match. They check in to make sure your ID is legit as well, but they're making sure that this works. It's a test program. 11 different airports, and yes, it's one that we'll be traveling through soon.
Okay.
Number two, Target is recalling 5 million jar candles that can crack during burning and cause problems, cuts, scrapes, and severe burns. Hello. Oh. It's their popular Threshold store brand candles.
Okay.
They're recalling 5 million different ones. They've had like several people report injuries, so log on online to see if it's the candle that you've got at the Target website. And number three, reviews are coming in about actress Halle Bailey for her portrayal of Ariel in Disney's live-action remake, The Little Mermaid.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun.
It's a beautiful film, and the word is she keeps it afloat. Is one of the ha-ha-ha things. And also Ursula is Everything is also another review that's coming in. The live-action remake is in theaters this week.
Three things for you to know today.
We love hearing from you the most, so join us, 877-310-4MSJ, or you can hit us up online.
Social Media Connect.
Got a couple comments for you here, Jody, from the website for the Gracie Award.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah, congratulations again.
Lexi says, hey, guys, I was thinking of a tip for Miss Jody as she's getting ready for her big red carpet entrance.
Cool, thank you.
Practice posing in front of the mirror with your dress and anticipated hairstyle. It'll help you decide before the pressure pops up in the moment, and it's a super boost for your confidence. It's a tip I learned from red carpet frequenters, and I do it for every important event where pictures are probable.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Really smart. You know, maybe you and I should do that too, Sam. We're not going to be on the red carpet, but
don't
we will.
Me in. I
we'll
already
have photos.
Do
I don't. You know,
Sam already throws out.
I
the
already
vibe
do that.
In photos.
You don't practice
for sure.
I get the biggest.
No,
floor
I do not.
Length, and I like you know.
No.
Side to side. Yeah. Put the hand in the pocket. All that
Maybe
stuff.
That's why people tell me I look so impromptu.
I do have something to say about that. Phoebe, our youngest, my glam girl, helped me. We talked about it a little bit. But I did tell her that if I practice posing, I don't trust that I'll be able to do it well on that carpet. So I'm just going to try to be as comfortable as I can be. Yeah. In other words, I'm not going to be... One of the tips that I learned is to kind of keep moving. If you notice, the most comfortable people on the red carpet, they slowly but keep moving. They never get
stiff.
They
just kind of slow and they spin both and then they keep
You know
keep
why? Because when you're moving, you look more natural and soft.
Yeah.
When you get still and tight, it looks tight.
Wow.
Have you practiced your foot in the front look?
No, I've not. Oh. Every time I put the dress on, I'm just checking to make sure everything's where it should be and, you know, that the dress looks right. So
wow.
I'll do some of that tonight.
I must be a photographical idiot because I don't do any of this stuff. You know what I mean? All these things you're talking about, both of you, I better do some practicing.
Murphy's got a beeline from the sidewalk to the door.
He looks stiff and his feet are flat.
Thank you for the advice.
And Juan also says, congrats, Jody, on the Gracie Award. I was looking at the list of winners, and you are among awesome people. Way to go.
Thank you, Juan.
Hang on. Sam and Murphy are okay.
Sam and Murphy are my arm candy for the night.
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you, Juan.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider at 8:20.
Coming up next, Murphy's wearing something I've never seen him wear before, so we're going to get to the bottom of it. It was a couple weeks ago. I remember Murphy coming in here and waving his right hand around and saying, look at my fidget ring. Look at my fidget ring.
Right, right.
And I've seen it on and off.
Yeah.
That and today I looked over there.
Yeah.
The fidget ring's gone, but there's a pinky ring.
Yeah. Gangsta.
Yeah,
I figure we should figure out what's going on here.
Do you want to tell him or do you want me to?
I'm mixing things up is what I'm doing. You know?
Wow.
Just trying to keep people on their toes.
You got the pinky ring. Have you been meeting with the family? If you know what I mean.
Well, I do have a couple of associates.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you
with
what.
With nicknames.
He overdid it at first. So Murphy wanted to add some jewelry. And he put on a fidget ring on the right hand ring finger.
Right.
And a pinky ring. And then I thought I was sitting across from, I don't know, a Corleone. And I'm like, you really are adding some jewels, right? We had that conversation at a restaurant.
I was just playing around with it. It stood out. You know, this is the whole thing about when you change something that people are used to, you know, it's some people obsess about it. So Jody is not a big fan of the multiple rings, mm-hmm. which is fine. And I get that I'm my own person and I can certainly choose to do those things.
I even said that. I'm like, I would never let you tell me what to wear. So
Right. But so I was trying to decide.
If you want to wear that foolish thing, go ahead.
Do I want the fidget ring, you know, on my opposite right ring finger on the right side? Or, the pinky ring? And I don't know. I'm just kind of playing around with that. Now, I was going for the, you know, the Don Corleone onyx kind of fake onyx, of course. Yeah. That did not look right on me. I couldn't pull that off. And
is there a letter on that ring, the pinky ring?
Yeah, A for Amazon.
Because usually with pinky rings, there's something like some kind of.
No, this is just a small, and I just kind of like the little band.
That is the one that looks better.
And, you know, so Taylor was so funny because after Jody had, you know, said, hey, how many rings are you going to wear? And she says, look, Dad, if you want the rings, just own it, Dad.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, I'll own it. But so the thing is, I'm not going to, the only thing that I'm not going to abandon is my actual wedding band on the left side, right?
Right.
You know, because Jody knows, every woman would come flocking. I'm just, some days I'll wear this, some days I won't. I'm just going to kind of mix and match it. I just like it.
Are you?
Is it bothering
you? Digging
you?
It?
No, I just wanted to know the story. Don Murphy.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
If you're interested in the royal family at all, and mainly if you've ever watched The Crown on Netflix.
I don't think it's my behavior that's threatening its survival.
My goodness.
Do you, as future king, have a duty?
Royal family are you talking about? The real one or the one in The Crown?
Oh,
well, I know the one in the crown is the
crown is based on the real. Yeah. I'm talking about the royal family. Here's the word. Here's what's up. I was never that interested in the royal family. A little bit in Harry back in his Vegas days. That caught my attention. And then watching some of that show on Netflix. Wow. Fabulous storytelling. Beautiful storytelling. Every episode is like a major motion picture.
Yeah.
So guess what? If you follow them on social, you maybe have already seen this. It's like viral. The Crown season 6 filming is underway, and season 6 will give us our first look at Will and Kate.
Oh.
A young Will and Kate. So Prince William is headed to university at St. Andrews, where he hopes to have a normal life away from his royals and his responsibilities for a little while. And there he meets somebody, another student, Kate Middleton.
Do they plan on taking the crown all the way up to now?
They want to take it all the way up to now, unless they hear from
The
King
Crown.
Charles. Join the conversation anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning. I heard you talk about your makeup when you fly in.
Yes.
And I just wanted to remind you, your makeup will be fine. Just don't let Murphy put it on like Ross did for Rachel.
Don't worry.
That's so
no
true.
No worries. That's
friends,
so funny.
Yes.
People, and I just had to share that with Joe.
You're so funny. We are friends, people. We named our child Phoebe, one of
kids.
Phoebe.
I know.
And that's because of the show, yeah.
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 Love
so
that.
So I thought about that, and I'm like, she'll be fine. So she didn't let Murphy put it on for her.
Yes.
Because it would look like that.
So true. I would be completely Ross about it.
Oh, and my husband wouldn't be too.
Yeah. No worries. I wouldn't let either of these girls put my makeup on.
Y'all have a great trip, and congratulations to y'all and Sam on the graduation of y'all children.
Well,
and I'm so glad that this all worked out. Sometimes you have to miss out on special things. So.
Yes.
Right. I hope to not miss out on any special things, but yes, you're correct. Thank you for this, Jennifer. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Oh, we appreciate y'all. I've been listening to y'all for a long time. Y'all get my day going all the time.
Yay. Oh,
thank you.
Safe travels and congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, Jennifer's calling about Jody's Gracie Award that she's accepting that we're traveling for.
That goes back to earlier Ross and Rachel. Like, they weren't together, but he was still so, you know, puppy-eyed for her. And he had to help her with her makeup for some reason because she couldn't, her arm was hurt or her something.
Okay, now you do not just sweep it across the lid, okay? Just sweep it. Oh.
Sorry.
Hey. That's just poking me in the
eye. I'm sorry. Close.
Okay, just don't want it to be too much. I want it to be subtle.
No. You don't wear enough of this.
She went up with one big eyeshadow monobrow.
Oh, so Jennifer, bad.
Thank
so
you,
funny.
Thank you for the call.